Catching up with Coach on today's radio sports page with new Simpson College women's assistant soccer coach, Katie Berglund. Katie, tell us a little bit about yourself.
I recently came from Wartburg College, just graduated in May, and I am from Polk City, Iowa.
Well, tell us a little bit about your journey to get into coaching. A lot of athletes go into school wanting to play a sport, and they graduate with their degree and don't want to get away from the game. Or maybe this was their path all along. Which one was it for you?
A little bit of both. So I actually got my degree in physical education with health and coaching endorsements. And I knew I always wanted to be a coach. I guess I just didn't know I wanted to coach at this level. So I do have coaching background with club and high school. And then my senior year, I knew I wanted to then coach at the college level and didn't want to step away from the game of soccer.
Well, Wartburg, obviously a very good program. How much do you think that's kind of helped you along, knowing that you've seen the kind of building blocks of success that you got from college? And I think we're seeing it at that level start to rise here at Simpson, too. Do you kind of see that and get that baseline?
Yep. That's why I am actually really excited to start here at Simpson, because the last 4 years I have seen the Simpson women's soccer program just grow immensely. And they actually just recently beat Wartburg this last season, so my senior year. And so to be in the progress and process towards making it to the NCAA tournament here at Simpson is really exciting.
What do you think your coaching style is going to be like? And that's probably going to change over the next 2-3 years, even as you just kind of figure stuff out. But going into it, what's your mindset? What do you think that's going to be like?
That's a really good question. Right now, I'm really just learning Jeremy's coaching style. My biggest role, I think, is to kind of push the girls over that hump where they were last year. They made it to the conference championship, but they still didn't make an NCAA appearance. So with my experience, I have made the NCAA appearance, and I've played at that level, and I know what it takes to win at this level, and so that's super exciting. I think I can put my experience and my knowledge playing and competing at this college level in this conference and put it to use as a coach.
I think there are a lot of positives and maybe some things you'll have to work forward for as far as playing a lot of these girls and now coaching them. What do you think some of the positives are, and what do you think some of the things you're going to have to try and overcome being so close as a peer for many times and now in a leadership role?
I think some of the positive things just would mainly be that the girls have seen me competing at this level. They know that I kind of know what I'm talking about when it comes to coaching. So it kind of gives me some authority. But also I think a big challenge is going to be just age. We're so close in age that I think trying to overcome that and really draw a line between coach and friend is going to be hard. But the girls have been so welcoming. I know I butted heads with a couple on the field when I was a player, but it's truly been a great experience so far here at Simpson.
Catching up with Coach again, Simpson women's soccer assistant coach Katie Berglund. Coach, walk me through what the application process looked like. You see Simpson women's soccer, a program on the rise. Coach Reinhardt is looking for an assistant. Walk me through your feelings, what that process looked like.
So I actually was going to go the GA route. And so I was starting to apply for schools to do that position. My old head coach, who currently coaches at Virginia, actually was at a coaching convention with Jeremy Reinhardt, and she kind of came to the understanding that Simpson was hiring a full-time assistant, and so she put my name out there for Jeremy. And long story short, Jeremy was recruiting me for some years ago, so we kind of have known each other just in different scenarios. And so the application got forwarded to me. I applied. I didn't think anything of it just because I don't have the the coaching experience at the college level that I knew some other applicants may have had. But I came and applied, and Jeremy and I just kind of had the same values in terms of what we want in a program and what we are looking for in the future.
Well, last question before we let you go, and maybe I'm putting a little bit too much pressure on this team, but I think the goal is to not only meet but exceed what they did last year. And I think, how do you want to get from A to B on that one? And that's a really open-ended question, but I think this team has lofty goals. What do you want to see from them when the season starts here, not too far into the future?
Yep, I think the biggest thing is we do want an NCAA appearance. I think the girls are finally understanding that they are capable of playing at this level, and that's huge. But also we need to understand that when you are winning, you're going to have a target on your back from other schools. And I think that's when I can come in and play a huge role because, like I said, Wartburg was successful, and we had games where schools played their hardest because they wanted to beat us. And I think Simpson's at that level. So knowing how to win when it's 0-0 and there's only 5 minutes left is what we're going to push for and strive for. And then just winning early and not letting lousy losses end our season.
Thanks again to new Simpson College women's soccer assistant coach Katie Berglund, catching up with Coach on today's Radio Sports page.